Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in about 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between our to-dos and our priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat, and we started the school year over here in the U.S., and most kids are back in the classroom after being home in 2020 and some or most of 2021 during a global pandemic. The conversations the parents and administrators were having when we started school last year are similar to the same conversations we're having again this year, the 2022-23 school year. I've been hearing a lot of conversations about loss, loss of the pandemic years, loss of mitigation in schools, and learning loss is literally in every meeting. But why aren't we also talking about resilience? I think we as a society are doing ourselves a disservice if we're not celebrating the resilience both of the parents and of the kids. There are real learning gaps, but this is about reframing from negative, from the bad, from the terrible, right? You can create self-fulfilling prophecies to instead, let's see what we can do to celebrate right now to close the gap, right? So it's overwhelmingly clear the majority of us parents totally suck as teachers and we're not that good at managing a home classroom, me included. But we did do some things right. And I think you probably could tick off a few things that you did right too. One way to find out is to ask your kids to write a highlight reel of the last couple years and talk about their success. Adults, we can do this too. We can write a highlight reel that focuses our attention on some of the positives to give proof to the universe of our own resilience, to prove to ourselves we are resilient. I invite you to reflect on the last 2 years, almost three now, and celebrate your resilience. You're here, for starters. You decided to listen to a micro podcast on happiness. That's incredible. You've already created one intentional margin today by pressing play for about 2 minutes. I am confident the list goes on and on. I think sometimes we forget in the business of just how much we've accomplished and just how resilient we actually are. And if you enjoyed this episode of Everyday Happiness, make sure that you hit the subscribe button wherever you are tuning into today so that you never miss an episode. And remember, kindness is contagious.